Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, God, we just want to bless you. You say, enter your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. So we want to give you thanks on this morning. We want to thank you for waking us up with a sound mind, even a mind stayed on you, God. We want to thank you on today, Lord. We want to thank you on today, God. We want to thank you for waking us up, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We want to thank you for waking us up, Father God, with that sound mind, because we could have woke up a lunatic, confused, not even knowing who or where we were. But God, you allowed us to wake up, Father God, with some stability in our thoughts and our mind, God. And for that, we want to thank you. We want to thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for covering us in your blood and having us behind your cross, watching over us all during the night, Lord, keeping us from all hurt, harm, and danger, seen and unseen. We want to thank you for the courage that you have given us, Father God, to face some things. We want to thank you on this morning, Father God, for letting us walk, talk, eat, sleep, smell, taste, feel, hear, touch. We want to thank you, Father God, for the comfort that you have given us, even in the midst of the mess, Lord. We just come to you, and we just want to thank you all today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for the hope and even for the restoration. We want to thank you for the jobs that you have given us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And any and everything that you have allowed us to accomplish, Father God, as entrepreneurs, Lord. We come to you and we just want to thank you on this morning, God. We want to thank you, Father God, for our mothers and our fathers, our sisters, our brothers, our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, God, our husbands and our wives now and to come, Lord. And if by chance our loved one have made their transition, Father God, we want to thank you even for the time that you have given us with them, Lord. Oh, God, we just want to thank you on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we are the Akashana. And you gave us your traveling mercies, Lord, as we travel the highways and the byways, God, the airways, the trailways, the waterways, and even the walkways. Oh, God, we just want to thank you on today. We just want to thank you, Father God, for even giving us a mind to even want to come in your sanctuary, God, because you are worthy, God. You are worthy of any and everything, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we want to lift you up and we want to glorify you on today, God. We don't want to be distracted, Father God. We don't want to be consumed with the cares of this world, God, that we cannot glorify you. We don't want to be too cute on today, Father God, that we cannot focus on you, God. We don't want to allow ourselves, Father God, to be so discombobulated in our thoughts and our mind because things are not going our way, Lord. But we want to trust in you, God. But we are coming to you, confessor. We need your help. We need you to help us on today, Father God. Help us on the day of course, shine made it like I see. Oh, God, that your will, your way, and your purpose, and your prayer will be done, God. Because it seems like our plan ain't working out, God. It seems like things ain't going the way that we wanted to go. Oh, God, we ask you to help us on today and give us a heart of acceptance. Give us a heart to accept these things on today, God. Because it's something that you're trying to teach us. It's something that you're trying to show us as we experience these challenges. Oh, God, I'm asking you to help us on today, God, as we cast all our cares at your feet. Oh, my mind, let it look go, shut it like I see. We want to cast all our cares at your feet. We want to give you every worry, every problem, every concern. We want to give you any and everything, Father God, that causes us to be weighty and heavy. Oh, God, we want to give you all the stuff, Father God, that we planned out, that we thought it should go this way, that we did it, Okoshana. We want to give you all that stuff because it's waiting, God. Oh, mama, little Okoshana. We're giving it to you right now, God. We're giving it to you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You say, cast our cares on you because you care for us. We know that you are concerned about us, God, so we're going to give you all this stuff right now. We know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you are worried about what we do and how we do it. That's why you told us not to be troubled. Oh, God, we know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you can fix it and you God, that you can settle this matter, God, that you can settle it now. Oh, mama, oh, God, we don't want to keep blocking you, building up our own stuff, our own scenarios, our own justification, our own ways. But we want to give it all unto you right now, God. Oh, mama, because we trust you with you. We trust you with us. Just say that, Lord, I trust you with me. I trust you with my life. I trust you with my marriage. I trust you with my family. I trust you, Father God, with my children. I trust you, Father God, with my wife. I trust you, Father God, with my husband. I trust you, Father God, with my sister. I trust you, Lord, with my brother. I trust you, Lord, with my niece, my nephew, my auntie, my uncle. I trust you, God, with my enemies. I trust you, God, with Bibi Oko Shana, with the foes, God. I trust you, Lord. Hold my mind, little Oko Sia. Because I can't do anything about it. Oh, my mind, little Lord, I can't change their mind, God, that they may be able to see the truth. I can't do anything about it, God. I trust you with my finances. I trust you with my job, God, situation. I trust you with the aches and pains in my body that you can heal me, God. I trust you, God, with every area in my life. Because I can't do anything, God. I can't change it, God, because you already ordained it. I can't stop it, God, because even before I was formed in the bowels of my mama's belly, you had already predestined justice right here. Oh, God, I trust you, Lord, with the plan that you got for my life. Because you had a master plan. He called my mind in a local shanty. You had a master plan, God. You know what I need and what I don't need. You know how much of it I need. I trust you, God. I trust you, Lord. I trust you with it all. I trust you with it all. I trust you, Lord. I trust you, God. I trust you on today. I trust you on today, God. I trust you, Lord. That's all I can say. That's all T. Cornet and Okoshia. I trust you, Lord. You got to make it personal. I trust you, Lord. Oh, my Okoshana. When things ain't working out the way that I want them to work out, Lord, I'm going to trust you. When my plan get to tear, God, I'm still going to trust you. Oh, God, he called it loco shande de la casilla. Oh, my mind, it loco shande de la casilla. Oh, mama, share it loco shande de la casilla. Oh, mama, near it loco shande de la casilla. When people walk away from me, God, and when they reject me, Lord, I'm still going to trust you. I'm going to trust, Father God, that you protected me in the midst of that rejection. I just don't understand it. God, when we get fired on our jobs, Lord, I'm going to trust, Father God, that you are my provider. You got something better for me. I trust you, Lord, I will not fear. I will not fear, Father God, what man can do to me. Because I trust that you are my protector, my shield and my buckler. I trust you, God. I trust you, Lord, that you're going to give me wisdom on how to approach a matter, God. Because you are the one that regulates the mind. I trust you, God. Oh, God. I trust you today. I trust you, Lord, with my marriage. He called it a local sea. I trust you with my family, God. Oh, God, I trust you with my children. You said you was going to save them, Lord. I trust you to do it, God, because I know that you are able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask, think, or imagine. I trust you to save my children, God. I trust, Father God, that you're going to break every addiction out of the minds and the hearts of your people, that they will be of a sober mind. Oh, God, I trust you. I trust you, God. Oh, God, I trust you, Lord. I trust you, God, to pay the bills. Because I can't make a way. You are the way. And you make a way out of no way. I trust you, God, to open up the doors, God, that we thought was shut. That we could walk through them, God. I trust, Father God, that you're going to deliver us from our past. I trust you, God, that you're going to sever every old tie and every soul tie. I trust you, God, to do a new thing in me. You got to make it personal. You got to make it personal. Oh, God, how we trust you today. How we trust you today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. How we trust you today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. To do that thing that we do not understand. Oh, God, you are the one with the master plan. Oh, my mind, little loco, shut little like I see ya. Oh, God, I trust you. Just say, I trust you, Lord. I trust you with any and everything in my life. I trust you to overturn some things today, God. Oh, God, we trust you. We trust you today, God. Oh, my mind, little loco, shut little like I see ya. Oh, Baba, share loco, sacni de la casilla. I trust that you're going to heal. I trust that you're going to deliver. I trust that you're going to set free. I trust, Father God, that you're going to settle some things and sweep some things out the way that we may be able to have a clear path. I trust you to do it, God, because I know that you are able, Lord, to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask, think, or imagine. Oh, God, we trust you today, God, to lift up the heavy burden, to remove the troubles, because you told us not to be troubled. We trust you to handle that thing. Oh, God, because your hands are not slack, and neither are they short. You are not just able, but you are capable, God. There's nothing that is too hard for you. Oh, God, we'll trust you. We'll trust you today. Oh, God, we'll trust you. I just want to share some things with you guys on this morning. So the Lord woke me up at three different times on last night. Or what can I say this morning? And each time that he woke me up, he started showing me some bricks. And the bricks that he started showing me, they was being placed up on top of one another. They was being placed on top of one another, but in between, it was like a big old scaffolding thing that you picked the ceiling up with it, and you put it on it, and it was being thrown on there, then another brick, thrown on there, then another brick, then thrown on there, then another brick. And then I said, Lord, I said, what are you trying to tell me? And so it was almost like it just got silent. And so I went in there and I took a shower. And I was in the shower praying and I was just crying out to the Lord. I said, Lord, I don't know what you want me to tell the people on today. I don't even understand, Father God, what you want me to say. Now, mind you, what he was showing me about the bricks had totally done slipped my mind. I wasn't even thinking about them bricks no more. They was not even on my mind anymore. And just 2 days before that, I woke up in the middle of the night. Let me start from the beginning. So 2 days ago, I woke up in the middle of the night. And in the midst of me getting up in the middle of the night, it was because I saw a dream. I can't say I was having a dream, but I can say that I was in the spirit realm. And because I was in the spirit realm, I took notice to something. So let me tell y'all what was being done. I was inside of a hospital. And in the midst of me being inside of the hospital, I was laying on a gurney. And as I was laying on a gurney, it was two individuals there. And the two individuals that was there, I could not see their face, but I saw light shining. I saw light shining from their face. And so I kept looking. And I kept looking because I was thinking that maybe it was a doctor because I was in so much pain. But like I said, I could not see their face. And the form of their bodies was real blurred like, okay? So I couldn't make out, you know, whether it was a man or whether it was a woman until after the fact. So I was in so much pain. And while I was in so much pain, one of the men said, listen, I told y'all I could not see the facade of them because it was real blurred until after the fact. But one of the men said, push. Push. And so as I was pushing, I was I was laying on that gurney, but I was looking at myself and I was like, I know I ain't pregnant. Then the man said again, push, push. And then when I started pushing, the other man said, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. She pushing a little bit too fast. He said, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Because we can't allow it to be birthed too soon. Y'all know it's a process in the birthing, right? And so when he said push, that last time, it was like it came out, but it wasn't a baby. It was the spirit. It was the spirit in the spirit realm that I was birthing out. And then the other man turned and looked at me. The one man was saying push, the other man turned and looked at me and put his hand on my shoulder and said, well done. Like that. And then that's when I woke up. He brought that to my memory today that I was not asleep, but I was in a spirit realm and a birthing was taking place. Now, why did I tell y'all that? Because right now, when I started telling y'all about the bricks and the mortar, he started showing me what we do. Let me stop this. We gotta pay attention to what God wants us to know on today. Because we as people have a tendency of thinking and believing a certain thing because of the position or the condition of our lives. So the name of the sermon is Building Blocks, Dennis Acolin, Our Plan. Our Plan. See, let me tell y'all what he's told me. The Lord says that. Now, okay, let me get back. So after he started showing me them bricks bricks and mortar. I forgot all about that. And I was like, okay, Lord, what you want me to say? I don't even know what to say to the people, Lord. I don't even know what you want me to do. I don't even know what you want me to say. I don't even know. So I got myself together, and then he said, go to the sanctuary. I said, okay. So I came to the sanctuary. And in the midst of me being in there, as soon as I walked through that door, it was like his spirit overshadowed me. And he started talking. And when I say he started talking hard to me. And then he say, the building blocks, y'all playing. Y'all walk around here and y'all think and believe that a certain other thing should go a certain other way because you in a certain position or you in a certain mindset. You thinking and believing that, okay, but I'm at this age now. We started making our plans even when we kids. By the time I get this age, I want this to be right there and I want that to happen this way. Or either you get into a relationship or into a marriage or you have a new friendship or you have a new job. You got big old plans. You got all kind of plans on what you want to happen or how you want it to happen. And then when these things ain't happening the way that you want them to happen or the way that you plan them to happen, then you get all discombobulated. You get discombobulated because you really don't understand that I'm allowing it not to happen for you right now because I got to teach you something. I got to teach you something. I have to show you something. I got to allow you to experience this thing for several reasons. One is because when that plan come to fruition that you think supposed to come to fruition and it don't come to fruition, you will understand I got a better plan for you. You'll understand that your plan was going to lead you to a place of chaos. You'll understand that your plan, even when you get into these relationships, even when you get into marriages, even when you dealing with your children from age to age, because let me tell you something, we have big old plans for our children. We, our mothers and fathers have big old plans for us. And by the time we get to a certain age, it seems like all them plans go out the door because of what they doing, how they acting, what they exposed to, who they indulging with, what they indulging in. Our plans get shattered. We do not want to allow the plan of the Lord to take place in our lives because our plan seems to sound better because we can see it, we can touch it, and we can feel it, but yet we still ain't obtained it yet. So this is when we start building blocks. This is when we start building blocks. Before I go any further, let me give y'all the definition to this so y'all can really understand what the Lord had told me. Building. Building. Now, see, when we say building, we think that it's certain other things. Listen to this. Building is to form by putting together parts or materials. So we building stuff. We building our life, or we want to build our life to be at a stature or in a position where we may be comfortable, but we're not. We are building our life or even our mindset because it first happens in the mind. We have an imagination or an idea of how we want to build something in our lives. But let me tell you about the building blocks. Now, when I say building blocks, you think that it's the block that you're building up in it. Listen to this. He blew me. Blocks is to stop, seize, or interrupt while in progress or on course. So, what are we blocking in our lives? Blocking. Blocks, not blocking, blocks. It's something that makes movement or progress difficult. See, our plans for to build our lives into the place or our children's or whatever it may be on our jobs has been blocked. Building blocks. This brick and mortar, isn't it? See, the last time he had me to talk about the brick and mortar, it was because we was closing ourselves in. Now, mind you, in closing ourselves in, then what he had me to preach about, he giving me the revelation now. When we close ourselves in, we blocking some stuff. We block, okay. When God gives us a suggestion for our lives and we don't do it because we feel like, oh, I'm okay sitting right here. Oh, I'm okay standing right here. Oh, I'm okay right here on this job. Oh, I'm okay right here in this ministry. Oh, I'm okay. We don't know the blocks that we place in front of ourselves when we do not allow him to give us suggestions. Why? Because even in giving us suggestions, even in giving us instructions, even in telling us what to do, even in doing all that, do we do it? Because we don't trust him, right? I mean, that's just real talk. We do not trust him because I believe if I do this like that, or I sit right here, I still be able to. I believe if I listen. It's the reason why God say the things that he say to us in this Bible right here. Listen to this. Blocks. It's the interruption or cessation, especially of train of thought by competing thoughts or psychological suppression. How many times our thoughts is competing with one another in our mind? Should I or should not? I can or I can't. I will or I won't. I wish and I wish not. We have competing thoughts inside of our mind. Don't you know that block us from even hearing the thoughts that God have towards us? We building these blocks. We building these blocks by the cessation, C-E-S-S-A-T-I-O-N, in our very own selves. This is what we do. We building blocks, and yet they're calling our plan. It's because of what we believe. We believe we can want something oh so bad, and then when we get it, is this, I ain't signed up for this. Because this is our plan. This is what we want. This is what we desire within our own selves. I was talking to my God sister on my way to church this morning. And so this is the whole conversation. This is gonna blow y'all. And the Lord gave me the revelation to it. I say, she say, it's raining so bad up here now. I say, it's raining down here now. Everybody doing too, because you can't even hardly see. And I was just driving. I say, you know, down here when it rain, the roads get real slippery and all this and all that. And so she say, yeah, because she's up in Michigan. She say, and then she got the answer. She say, I'm trying to close all the freeways because they fixing all of the roads and stuff. She said, I'm trying to figure out a quick way to get to Chicago and Illinois. And she stay all the way out there in Westland, Canton area. And so I was trying to tell her how to get it. She said, I'm so glad. She said, because I'm an East Sider. I don't know nothing about the West Side. Like she said, I said, you know I'm a West Sider. Now listen to this. I said, I can get you anywhere that you need to go. But I'm not an East Side person. I don't know the East Side like that. I know the big main streets and then get me or whatever, whatever. And then she said, you know what? I say, did your husband, because They church up there in Michigan, they got Children's Day today. And so she say, you know, we can do, she was telling me everything that they had planned. You know, we ain't got to dress all up today because they still coaching. So they still wear the suits and the glass heels and the hats and all that different stuff. And so she say, we ain't got to dress up today. We could dress down. And then I say, what you mean dress up? I say, you know what? Please forgive me. I'm not even going to make that comment. Now look, we move right on along. Because she have learned talking to me to keep moving right on along. Don't get that little welling on that foolishness. So we move right on along. Went to the next thing. And then I said, well, because she said that they want each family to be coordinated in the same colors, right? And then so I said, well, did you take your husband with you today? You know, he's handicapped and one of his legs is gone and the other one can't straighten out. And so she's saying, No, she said, because it's raining and his stomach was hurting real bad and his other leg, so I gave him some medicine. But my plan was to get up and do this and do that. And then you know what I said, that I wasn't going to go because my knee's messing with me. And then she got to talking and talking and talking. And then I said these words to her. I say, I don't have that privilege. And in the midst of me saying that, she was like, this is what she said before I say that. I said, she said, my plan was to do this and do that, and then I did this and I did that, and such. Now, all the time she's talking to the Lord, ministering to me about our plans and how we build blocks. See, she don't even know she built a block this morning. You understand what I'm saying? And so, in the midst of it, I say, okay, Lord. I don't have that privilege. She say, I know you don't. I say, and everybody else don't eat. I say, see, it's a lot of times that I say, well, let me just say this to you. I'm not finna go off into my sermon with you this morning. I want you to listen to it later. I say, but this is what I want to say to you. I want to say to you, it's a lot of times that we cause a whole lot of stuff blocks us from doing or going where we want to go, because that rain will stop a lot of people from coming to church in Mobile, Alabama, because they treat it like snow. I say, but do they even realize the blocks that they're placing in front of them? We don't realize. Listen to this. Because he blew me with this. That's why he had me saying, Lord, I trust you. This is what he's saying. It's a lot of us. This when I came in here, now I ain't talking to her no more. I came in here and he got this telling me about the building blocks and our plans. That rain ain't going to stop them from going to punch that clock. That rain ain't going to stop them from going to the doctor if they hurt. That rain ain't gonna stop them from going to see about this person or going to see about that person if they call and say they need some help. That the blocks, we block our own selves because of our own plans. You know what? I just wait until after it get through raining. But what if it don't? Because sometimes it don't stop. It just rain constantly every day. Is you gonna block yourself all because of what you see? Come on, here it is right there. Because I can see a thing in a situation or in a circumstance or a challenge, and I would not approach it. Don't you know I'm blocking myself from getting through it because I don't want to approach it? Don't you know I'm stopping myself from being delivered because I don't want to deal with that right now? We don't understand this. He happened to tell y'all last Sunday. He predestined our lives even before we was formed in the bowels of our mama belly. So even in that bad thing, he planned that bad thing to happen, not to break you, but to remake you. See, because if he do not allow that bad thing to happen, and we sitting in that place for a long time. This one lady called me, and this was about a year ago. She said, I'm tired of living in poverty. I said, why you say that? She said, now listen, she got a roof over her head. She got food on her table. She got health. She got all this, but she ain't got the money that she want. So she said, poverty. I said, you're not in poverty. I said, first and foremost, you in between blessings, because if he can't trust you with the little, how can he give you the much? You see what I'm saying? We block our own selves from receiving the much because we can't trust him to provide for us when we got the little. This another block we building. He wants us to understand how we block our own self from entering to his rest. You can only rest in God if you trust him, even when things look discombobulated. Even when things look like they ain't going to get better. Even when, baby, let me, the aches and the pains in the bodies, because sometimes it puts you down. When I say all the way down, it puts you down. Lord, I told y'all when I had that stroke, I was paralyzed from my neck down, twisted up, deformed, literally. I was all messed up. I said, now, Lord, you told me, now this is my plan, listen to my plan. I said, now, Lord, you told me that I was going to do this and I was going to do that and how I'm going to do this and how I'm going to do that. And I ain't planning for to be sitting like this and I can't. And then the Lord started ministering to me because I was blocking my own self from being healed because of the conflicting and competing thoughts that I was having in my mind because of what I saw was going on in my life at that time. And it was not anything good. It was something bad because I couldn't move. I couldn't take care of myself. I couldn't feed myself. I could not even turn my cotton picking head. So I was looking at a situation and thinking about this situation and thinking about what he done said. But what I was in caused me to block myself from being delivered until I spoke these words. Lord, you know what? Whatever your will is, I trust you. Then I start kicking my feet. I was having competing and conflicting thoughts within my, I was blocking my own self from being healed because I did not believe that I could just be healed miraculously. The pills, the IVs, the medicines and the tubes was giving me conflicting thoughts until God reminded me and said, by my stripes, you are healed. So every time they lashed him on my back, on his back, I felt it on mine through my aches and my pains. So in the midst of me feeling it through mine, through my aches and my pain, you got to remember this one lash, that's only one pain. So that don't mean I'm just going to be healed from everything, but I'm be healed from that at that moment and that season. And my plan may not have worked out the way that I wanted it to work out because I wasn't planning on being twisted up at that time and at that moment and in that season. I had other plans because of what he told me. You know, we always try to make it happen because it's our plan. When God tells us something good or what he gonna do, don't ever forget this. He's showing us the conclusion. He's showing us the conclusion. It does not mean it's gonna happen this second, this minute, or the next day or next week. That is not what that means. He's showing us the conclusion. He ain't telling us what we got to go through. He did not tell Abraham, told y'all that. He ain't tell Abraham that he had a ram in the bush for him. But he told him, tried and true, there it is. He tried him. He tried his heart towards him. What you gonna withhold from me? I'm not gonna see, because he did not block nothing from God. He gave him his only son. He did not keep him. He blocked. So I mean, just think. I tell y'all that the Old Testament, the Bible says that Jesus came to fulfill it, and that's just what he did. Because Abraham was given his only son. Did not God give his only begotten? See, it's a difference from giving his only son than his only begotten. See, because men is who beget the... you know what? That's a whole nother sermon. That's a whole nother learning lesson for us. See, the building blocks. Our plan will prevent us from getting to our destination in God by our experiences. It could be a challenge in our life. Guess what? He allowed that enemy and that foe to come up against you for a reason. We always say, it ain't my plan. You know, somebody could be with you and love you one minute and they hate you the next. It ain't that. What in the world? Now you trying to figure out, you having them conflicting and competing thoughts inside of your mind. You trying to figure this out and trying to figure that out. Why they turn around? Why they reject me? Why they walking and talking about me? Why they doing all manner evil against me? We not understanding the plan that God is trying to teach us concerning our enemies. And I thought, what did he say? He said, love your enemies. So in order for you to be able to love your enemies, you got to obtain some, right? His plan is to teach you how to love even in spite of. Now that's his plan. Because he wants you to have that good intention towards somebody. A good thought. that good action or reaction. See, we don't understand. We not. I ain't even got to the script. Jeremiah. I think I done preached the whole sermon already. Let's go to Jeremiah 29. Let's go to Jeremiah. Let's talk about Jeremiah. The Bible says that he was a major prophet and he was a weeping prophet. Every time you turn around, he was crying. He all the time was crying. He was crying for the folk, for the people, for himself. He just was all the time crying. Now, mind you, he did not understand why he was shedding all them tears. He even cried when he was scared, y'all. When he had to hide by the brook and in the cave and in other folk house. He didn't know the plan that God had for him. All he knew is that it was dangerous. We're talking about the building blocks and how we can block our own selves from being built up. Are y'all following me? Come on, y'all. Let's go to Jeremiah. Because I want us to really, really get this. Jeremiah, we're going to go to chapter 29, and we're going to start at verse 10. For thus said the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished. What is accomplished? It's to carry through as a process to completion. Now listen to this. While you've been in this situation for so long, it ain't got to be 70 years. It could be 5 years. It could be 2 months. It could be a week. It could be 10 years. Look, pay attention. While you in your situation and you asking the Lord, oh Lord, I've been here for so long and oh, this has been going on for so long. Listen to this, what he's saying. For thus said the Lord, that after, y'all pay attention to that word after, 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word towards you. And causing you to return to this place. Why you think I'm always praying? Lord, return us back into our proper place. So what is he saying? For thus said the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished. That is a scripture in the Bible in the New Testament that says, after you have suffered for a little while, I'm going to make you perfect. See, you can't come into that place of perfection until after you done went through that bad thing, that lonely place, that depressed state, that state of losing your mind, that state of thinking and believing that you always rejected, don't nobody love you, everybody hates you. You cannot return into that place of hating folk that has become your enemy and yet once they was your friend. It's after. He said, after this season has passed, then I'm going to come and see about you. He said, I'm going to visit you. Ain't that what he said? He said, after this season has passed in your life, then I'm going to come and see about you. But I cannot allow you to continue to block me from doing what I need to do. So I got to keep you here until you realize my plan. Because your plan ain't working out for you. Your plan ain't working out for you. You playing this and you playing that and you hope this and you wish that and that. Everything discombobulated, baby, and it got you in that place. I just read that. Then I told y'all I'm not ready to preach scriptures already. Listen to this. For thus said the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word towards you. Now, what did I tell y'all? I said when the Lord gets to talking to you and telling you something, he telling you your future. He telling you something that may not happen right now at this moment, at this time. And if it do, it may not be at this second. I may have to wait a couple days. A year. A month. He said after. So, in the meantime and in between time, what's really going on? What did he have me to tell y'all? Them competing thoughts that we are discombobulated. It's in the scripture. I'm finna prove it. Listen. For thus said the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you. I'm going to come and see about you and perform my good word towards you. I'm going to do everything that I said I was going to do and causing you to return to this place. What? That place of contentment. Because when we get so discombobulated by what we in, what we see, and what we hear, or even what we think, baby, we ain't got no kind of peace. Listen to this. For I know. To know is to be aware of the truth or factuality of. It's to be convinced of. So there's absolutely nothing that I see or that I hear that will be able to deter me from understanding the knowing of the thoughts that God got towards me. Make it personal, y'all. Now make it personal. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you. See, he ain't got no conflicting thoughts about us like we have about ourselves or our situations or our concerns or our doubts or our tears or our fears. He ain't like that. He always sober in his mind. Let me prove it. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord. Thoughts of what? Peace. You ain't got no peace when you conflicted in your mind and in your thoughts about your situation, your concern, what's going on or what ain't going on or what should be going on. We is conflicted in our minds and our thoughts when our plan goes haywire or it ain't done. Maybe I ain't playing that right. No, because your plan ain't going to work anyway. That's why he said, acknowledge me in all your ways. Knowledge, break it down. The first four letters of that word is know. And the second four is ledge. Who want to live on the ledge? That's scary. I'm still praying that the Lord deal with me in heights because I want to get caught up. I can't get caught up in the field now. And then he told me? He said that body ain't going nowhere anyway. He said it's going to be your spirit. And when your spirit be transformed like mine into the true and natural form that it is, fear ain't there. Because I'm not a God that gives a spirit of fear. So that settled me. Now my natural man may be in fear of it, but my spirit man is in anticipation for it. You see what I'm saying? See, he got a way of letting you know that his thoughts is good towards you. He wants you to be in a place of peace. That's why he told us, let not your heart be troubled. Cast your cares on me. Come. All ye that labor and are heavy laden. I'm going to give you some rest. See, he wants us to be in a place of peace in the knowing. I ain't got to worry about not having this and not having that. Why? Because he said, I'm going to supply all your needs. I'm your provider. I ain't got to worry about trying to defend myself. He said, I am your defender. I'm your judge and your lawyer. I ain't got to worry about all these different other things that are trying to be seen or want somebody to recognize. Nope, I already justified you when I said myself. See, we worrying about the wrong stuff. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all else going to be added unto you. So I ain't got to worry about that husband. I ain't got to worry about that wife. I ain't got to worry about my children. He going to add some things onto me if I allow his plan to take fruition in my life. But these building blocks, I block a whole lot of stuff from me being able to obtain because of my own plan. My own plan. We got to let God plan the plan because he's the master planner. Listen. For thus said the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, no matter whatever time it is, after you go through that thing, I will come and visit you. I'm going to come and see about you. And I perform my word towards you. I remember what I told you. You ain't even got to remind me. Because I don't got amnesia, I ain't got dementia, I ain't got Alzheimer's. And I don't forget nothing but one thing. And that's sin if you turn from it. That's the only thing that he'll forget, y'all. And then, I was reading the Bible the other day, and as I was reading it, he sent me to Ezekiel. And as I was reading Ezekiel, I forgot what scripture and what chapter it was, but this is what it said. If a righteous person living righteous turn from their righteousness and start doing evil, their righteousness won't even be remembered. Listen, if an evil person turn away from their evil and they start doing righteous, their evil will not be remembered. You know, see, not have to walk in fear, but walk in peace that what he said, he gonna do it. Peace is what? Assurance. It's confidence. It's knowing. It's understanding. And it's expecting. I got peace. Now, I don't know when it's gonna come, but he already said it was. I'm just waiting for it, and I'm in expectation. I'm not gonna be conflicted in my mind and competing in my own thoughts that's gonna cause me to doubt, that's gonna block what he said he was gonna do. Or what he said he did. Because these thoughts block that. That's what you're talking about, to build the block. We block, we build it. The brick and mortar, y'all. Listen to this. This is what he said. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. To give you an expected end. Why do you say that? Because when Abraham went to go sacrifice his son, when you first read that, the first thought that, why the Lord want him to kill? What? He promised it to him. Now he's going to take it away. That's mean and evil. Conflicting thoughts, ain't it? Imagine Abraham thoughts. You promised me this kid. Now you want me to kill the kid? The Bible say you want me to kill the lad. You want me to take away something that you promised me? You taking it away and you making me do it? You making me give it back? Oh, you an Indian giver. But in actuality, he didn't know the thoughts. That's why he said his thoughts is way beyond ours. He didn't know the thoughts of good that God had towards him. He didn't know that God wanted him to see what was in his heart. See, sometimes you have to go through some bad stuff so God can show you what's in you. Because if he show you what's in the inside of you, you may just be able to kick down them building blocks and stop yourself from blocking what God has for you. Because of what? The competing and conflicting thoughts. The competing and conflicting thoughts. So in it, he said, you know what? And let me tell you how God gave him a helping hand. You know how he said, Lord, send your ministering angels. God ministered to him through his son. Listen to this. This is what he said. He said, Daddy, Father, where's the lamb we supposed to sacrifice? Look how he encouraged himself, didn't even know it. God will provide. So all them conflicting thoughts that he was having while he was walking in silence, his son boosted something inside of him because he didn't want to tell. I'm finna kill you. You think I'm finna tell you? I'm finna kill you. And you my only son. The one I prayed for and begged for and waited for. And I was a whole man too. Do y'all see what I'm saying? The Bible talks about everything that that man thought about. But just imagine you. Your kid. I'm just saying. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not evil. To give you an expecting it. Now, he got something that he wasn't even expecting. And that was that ram in that bush. He did not expect God to tell him, stop in the name of love. I know now that you ain't going to withhold nothing from me. And that you love me like that. And because you love me like that, don't even touch one hair on his head. He didn't tell him it was a ram in the bush. The Bible said Abraham looked up and saw a ram's caught in the thicket. And see, what I tell y'all about always, in order for him to look up, he had to be looking down, didn't he? Was it not sorrow? How many times we done put our chin in our neck because of a situation or a circumstance or a challenge that we are experiencing inside of our lives and we got no control over it? How about we ain't got no control over absolutely nothing and we simply being obedient? Don't you know he got an expected end for you? You ain't got to worry about giving up nothing because the Bible declares that every good and perfect gift comes from who? The Lord. That's where we come from. And that every good and that he didn't say some. He said, sometimes you got to look up while you sad and you looking down. While you looking down and you got your chin in your neck and you thinking that that thing ain't gonna get no better, or you thinking that situation ain't gonna change, or you thinking that person ain't gonna do nothing different, or you thinking and believing that this ain't gonna happen because you done already planned out your life and your plans ain't working out for you because you thought and believed if you did this and do this and it'll make that happen. Baby, how many times we done conjured up a plan to inherit some money? To get some money. When I say inherit, I mean you doing it for to get it. How many times we done planned out this and planned out that? I know how to build. These are these building blocks. We build up our own life thinking and believing that it's going to happen this way, happen that way, and then when it don't happen that way, our vision and our hearing cause us to have conflicted thoughts with one another, competing with one another, and it's blocking us from the truth. What is that? That expected end that he got for you. While you thinking and believing that this old bad thing is happening, he got you there for a season. What did he say? He said, after you have been in this place for a little while, then I'm going to do some things for you. I'm going to come and visit you. We're in Jeremiah 29. I'm going to come and visit you. I'm going to come and see about you. I'm going to come and make sure you are right while you thinking it can't get right. I'm going to make it right. But I got to do it after you have been through this. Because if you don't go through this, you may not appreciate that person. You may not appreciate that job. You may not appreciate what I got for you. I can't give you the expected end yet currently because you need to sit here for a while. You need to learn something. You need to experience something. You need to get past something. You need to be able to trust me. Listen to this. This is what he said. For thus said the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you. I'm coming to see about you after you done went through it for a while. And perform my good word towards you, because I had already spoken. I preordained it and I predestined it way before you even came into existence and causing you to return to this place. And he wants us to return back into our original state, which is good. Having good thoughts, being obedient, and fearing God. Listen to this. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. So what you're going through right now is not to break you, but it is for to make you. I got thoughts for you to have a future. Don't you get all discombobulated and think and believe that you're going to be in this place and live in this place and die in this place, because I want you to pull down them blocks that you put up there that's preventing me from doing what I need to do for you. Because we block ourselves by the conflicted thoughts that we have in our mind. The Bible says that when you come to God and you pray and you ask for something, you got to pray believing that he will do it, or don't expect nothing from him. When you go to him and you start asking him these things, don't start competing in your mind and your thoughts. Oh, he'll do it for them, but he won't do it for me. Or don't you know you done build up your own blocks? Because he said, doubt not. I've already done told you what I'm going to do. You doubting because you in it, what you see or what you hear or what you don't see or what you don't hear, because of what you plan or what you expect or what you of the conditions that you placed. It don't work like that. It ain't going to work out for you. Our plan is already null and void when it comes to the plan that God has for us. He said it. Listen to this. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. He said that after you have sat here for a while and I took you through that, and you done learned something, and you understand that I got a future for you, then and only then will I come and listen to your prayers. Because right right now, your prayers is amiss. Why? Because you don't believe what you're praying for. You're not trusting me to do it. You don't think that I'm capable of doing it. You think I'm capable for them and not for you. Then guess what? Then I won't be for you, because that's what your thought is. That's what you're competing in your mind about towards me. But I'm a man of my word. I can't lie, and neither can I die. What I need you to do is move the things that's blocking me. See, we got barricades, and we done build up all these blocks that we think that we protecting ourselves. I'm not going to open up my heart for them no more, because they hurt me this time, and I'm going to stop. You blocking love from coming inside of your heart. How? Not only is you blocking love from coming, you blocking yourself from giving it. And what do the Bible say? The Bible say we also love one another as we love ourselves. We supposed to love our enemies. We supposed to love even in spite of it all. So you tell me you ain't build up a block. I'm talking about in our mind when we think about one another and Satan did something or said something to hurt us. We thinking and conflicting and competing in our mind and in our thoughts when he clearly said we supposed to go to one another and get that thing together and then come back to him and pray. Because while you praying now, your prayers is not in the right thought. You ain't even praying right. Oh Lord, touch that person that's coming up against me, God. Oh God, do this and go do that. Baby, my prayer shifted when he started showing me, and I had to learn how to pray for my enemies, or the ones that rejected me or talked about me or lied on me or pointed a finger and wagged the head. I say, oh God, show and have mercy on them, Lord. And then touch my heart that it won't be hard. Touch me, God, that I won't be vengeful. Remove some things out of me. See, he had to keep me in that place because I used to always wonder why they always doing, why people always treat me like that. And I don't do nothing but help, oh, I ain't did nothing. And why they always lying on me willingly. He had to teach me how to close my mouth. He said, be slow to speak. And just listen. He said, be kind. Because a soft answer turns away wrath. Now remember that I prayed, Lord, fill me with the fruits of the Spirit. Is that not the number one? Kindness, love, tolerance, patience, all these things. We get anxious for nothing. He trying to teach me, Lord, well, I got to keep waiting and keep waiting, because I said be anxious for nothing. I'm trying to teach you how to be patient so that when you don't, when you do get it, you won't walk in pride and say, ah. See, we got to sit in seasons for a while so that he could teach us something. We got to sit in seasons for a while. And then he going to come and see about us when we get in our right state of mind, our right attitude, our right kind of heart. I'm telling you, this is what he broke down to me today about these scriptures. That we may be able to understand that the building blocks are calling our plan. We block our own, so we build up these blocks and prevent God from doing that good thing for us. Or because of the way we act, or the way we perceive a thing, or the way we look at a thing, or how we treat folk. He said, then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. Once I show you and keep you in that place for a little while, baby, that means I'm purging out some things. And so you're going to come to me with any and everything, and you ain't going to be faking at it. You ain't going to be pretending. You ain't going to be doing nothing out of tradition. Baby, you're going to be crying out, oh, Lord, help me. Listen, and I will be found of you, said the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity. I'm going to take you out of that place of captivity and them conflicting thoughts that's in the inside of your mind, and I will gather you from all the nations. I told you we'd be discombobulated. I'm going to gather you from all that confliction that's going on inside of your heart and your mind. I'm going to gather you right so you can be in the sober mind, and you won't be thinking all kinds of ways and even acting all kinds of ways. And from the places where I have driven you, did y'all hear that? Said the Lord. See, I put you in that place for a reason. But I'm going to come back and get you. I told y'all that last Sunday. Sometimes you got to sit there for a minute, then he come back at you. He'll come back at you. And I will bring you again into the place once I called you to be carried away from. And then I'm going to put you back where you belong. I'm going to reposition you. I'm going to put you back in your proper place while you thought and you believed that you was out of place. You weren't out of place. You just was out of position. See, you could be in place and still out of position. ain't out of place. You just out of position. So I got to make sure that you learn something from what you went through. I got to make sure you really get it. And in you doing that and you really getting it, then you will know that my thoughts towards you are good. You will know I got a future in store for you. You will know that after you have suffered for a little while, I'm going to make you perfect. Then I'm going to establish you. After I make you perfect in that thing that's hard for you, I'm going to settle you in some stuff. I'm going to establish you, meaning that I'm going to get you in your right position. Then I'm going to give you strength so if something else comes, it won't knock you out of position no more. Did you hear what I say? I'm going to settle you. I'm going to give you some rest so that when it do come, you won't be all discombobulated. You won't be angry. You won't be mad. You're going to address that thing with wisdom, and you're going to be kind in addressing it. And it ain't going to discombobulate. What it say? That let's not be tossed to and fro with every wind and doctrine. He ain't just talking about spiritual and religion. He talking about in conversation. He talking about in situations. He talking about in challenges. He talking about on the job. He talking about, baby, we have a conversation with our own selves. And we block stuff. The name of the sermon today, building blocks, calling our plan. Our plan, your plan ain't gonna ever work out for you. That's why we go into a place of depression. We go into a place of sadness. We go into a place of fears and tears and animosity and bitterness and revenge. He say, understand, after you have been here for all these years, what you ain't learned, I'm gonna keep you there till you learn it. I cannot pull you out of that place of captivity until you stop blocking me from allowing you to see how you caged yourself in. How you caused your own self to be there for so long. Because I got to inspect it in for you. I know it's a guarantee that I got a future in store for you. And it's something good, baby. It ain't nothing evil. Why you think any and everything is bad in your life? No, 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 no. In actuality, it's something bad he's trying to get out of you so you will not have to be in that bad place in your life. Is y'all getting the yellow sheets of paper and red pens? I want y'all to write down any and everything that you think or you believe has blocked you or stopped you. Because God is. He any and everything that we need. I tell people all the time, if you ain't got God in the center of it, that plan ain't gonna work. It just ain't gonna work. I don't care how you try, hit and miss, rip and run, duck and dodge, baby. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It does not matter how you try to prevent yourself or the doctors try to prevent you from having babies and all that. You got two more coming. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. You can't block nothing. Them building blocks. Baby. Did y'all hear what I say? Folks take birth control pills and still get pregnant. I'm just going to raise my hand. I had a period for 8 months. I ain't never even thought or believed I was having a baby and I was going in labor. It does not matter. The building blocks. Well, God already predestined and preordained it. It is so. There ain't nothing that we could do about it. Now, our plans may be in a whole nother territory than what his plan is. You understand what I'm saying? But God is. I want y'all to write down all that stuff that you think and believe has you have blocked your own self from receiving in God. If you feel like you have prayed to him and have not received it, write your name on that sheet of paper and put remove doubt, remove fear. Teach me, Lord, how to receive every every blessing that you have already predestined for me. God got you in this place right now at this time, at this season, because he preparing you for your expected end. That's what he doing. I think he's doing a good job. It may not feel good or even look good, but it's working out for your good. It's doing that. God is doing that thing. He does his best work in the dark, baby, because if he allowed us to see in here and everything, we'll put our hands to it, and then we go again, mess it up with what? Our plan. God is, y'all. He's what? Hey. He'll move all the pain. He said, I'm going to return and pull you out of that place of captivity. I'm not going to allow your thoughts, your mind, and your life to continue to be scattered. Hey, I'm going to bring things together. I'm going to sweep some things out your way. I'm going to put some things in their proper position, in their proper place. Because when things ain't going my way, when I'm in a conversation and I get mad, I'm not going to say get out. I'm not going to say leave me alone. But I'm going to say I'm going to talk to you later. I just need to cool off for a minute. Because my plan is I ain't got to deal with this. I ain't got to put up with you. I ain't got to settle for this. But God said, until you let me settle you, you're going to stay in that place of chaos. You got to stay in that place of evil and hurt and pain. You got to stay there because I got to teach you some things. I got to show you how to love even in spite when things ain't going your way, baby. When that person ain't acting right, when they ain't doing right, no matter what you have did, no matter how you tried to show it, no matter how you went over and beyond to convince them, you got a plan that you think and believe that it's going to work like that. It ain't going to work like that, because I got a master plan, and my plan is to move you out the way so I can move and get in your way. See, God want to get in our way. He want to get in our way. If he don't get in our way, baby, we going to knock him out the way. Come on, somebody. Hiya, Bahasham, Nidilokosia. I got to settle some things for you. Oh, my mind, Nidilokosham. You get sick and tired of being sick and tired. Oh, Bahasham, Nidilokosia. It don't matter how much you address that thing. It don't matter what you say about that thing. It don't matter how you express yourself in that thing. It seems like that thing is going in one ear and going out the other. It seems like they cannot understand. But God knows. He wants you to understand. I want you to remove them conditions. Because if you don't remove them conditions, you cannot love unconditionally. Because I say love covers a multitude of sins. And that's how I draw you to me. I draw you to me through love. What makes you think you ain't going to draw somebody else to you through love? See, when he tell us to remove them conditions, he's simply telling us, this is what he's telling us. Love covers a multitude of sins. It's not just me covering all your sins, which is a multitude, but I want the love that's inside of you to cover the multitude of sin when you got to forgive that person and you got to forgive them for real. I ain't talking about forgiving them for that moment and then when something else come up, you got to bring it up. No, you ain't forgave yet. It say cover the multitude of sins. When it say cover, that mean I don't see it no more. I don't see that no more. I'm going to try to make it work this time. That's what I keep hearing you say. I'm going to try to make it work this time. Because I want my family to be a family. I don't want See, sometimes God has to separate in order to bring it together again. Because we don't realize, you have to learn how to appreciate some stuff. You see, people don't know the struggles and the troubles. You see, that's a song. Nobody knows the troubles. See, sometimes God got to allow you to be in a place of separation that does not mean division, that you may be able to come together again and understand it. It helps you with more, to have more piety for that person. It helps you to better be able to understand it, especially if you remove them conditions. We got to remove them conditions or we'll never forgive, right? We may forgive for that moment or for that second, but God wants you to see what's inside of you. While we point a finger and wagging the head, they ain't doing or they won't doing or they always doing or they won't stop doing it. No more accusations. The Bible says that the devil is a chief accuser of the brother. We be accusing one another for absolutely nothing, because while you point at one finger, it's three more pointing back at you and that other one pointing down here. God knows. He working in your life, baby. That's for everybody in here. Any and everything that you're struggling with in your mind, in your heart, in your thoughts, write that thing down. Give it to the Lord right now. Any and everything that causes you to be bitter, mad, angry, vengeful. Any and everything that's heavy on your heart or cause you to be heavy laden. I won't give a rest till what it is. If it's your mama, your daddy, your sisters, your brothers, your children, your relationship, your husband, your wives, your finances, your job, your entrepreneurship. I do not give a rest till what it is. Ask God to work it out. Sometimes we may ask for something and the person don't give it to us. Guess what? God is trying to teach you how to trust him. He wants you to trust him with you. Just, I want everybody here to say, Lord, I trust you with me. Lord, I trust you in my relationship. Lord, I trust you with my husband. I trust you with my wife. Lord, I trust you with my children. Lord, I trust you with any and everything, my finances, my job. I trust you, Father God, with me. Because you got a thought towards me that is good. Y'all sit back and let God work. Let go. He said, cast your cares on me because I care for you. Let go. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When we write these things down, y'all, we want to give it to the Lord and let him have it. We're not going to think about it no more. We ain't going to bring it up no more. We ain't going to talk about it no more. We ain't going to hold on to it no more. We're going to move forward, because the Bible says that if we dwell on the path, it'll destroy us. He said, press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. He said, don't keep looking backwards. If you keep looking backwards at what they did, what they said, how they acted, and what they ain't doing, and what they should be doing, baby, you still got conditions. Remove them conditions, because titles make us think that they are entitled to do stuff. And the title started from the beginning, didn't it? With Adam and Eve. Just because things start falling apart, remember, God does his best work in the dark. Is it not? He been proving himself. Now you may not have any and everything that you want, or any and everybody that you want right now in it, but baby, he preparing you for it. prepare us, Lord. Write your name on the sheet of paper and say, prepare me, God, to receive every blessing. It ain't going to be easy, no. When y'all get through writing this stuff down, come put it on the altar, please. And leave it there. And then you stay on the altar and start praying for yourself. I hope it was something said on today to make y'all remember. Don't block God from doing anything for you, thinking and believing that you're building yourself or protecting yourself. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you and I bless you, God. I lift you up on today, God. We thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you for being in our midst on today, Father God, telling us your secrets and revealing your mysteries, that we would not be in a place, Father God, of degradation or segregation, that we will not be in a place of depression and sadness. We will not be in a place of lost hope and conditions. Oh, God, we just want to thank you for being in our midst on today, God, and letting us know, Father God, the revelation of your word, God, that we may be able to understand and know, God, that you got a great plan for us, that it is good and it is not evil. We just want to thank you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for opening up our hearts on today that we may be able to understand. So right now, Lord, we want to release these things unto you, God. Every worry, every tear, every fear, every doubt, every shame, all guilt and unforgiveness and regrets, God. We want to release all these things unto you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we know that you are able to handle them, God. As we write these things down, Father God, we're writing them down and we're casting them at your feet. We're giving them all to you right now, Father God, because we can't handle them. We can't fix them. We can't change them. We do not even know what to do with them anymore, Father God, because it causes us to be heavy laden. It's real weighty on us. So we're giving it to you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you could do what you do best, and that's simply seeing about us. We're opening up our hearts so today, God, in the name of Jesus, that you may be able to enter in as we give you all these things, because we got so much clutter and so much stuff going on, God, that we ain't got no room for you, and you a big old God. Oh, God, we're asking you right now, Father God, to enter into our hearts, God, that we may be able to forgive the unforgivable, that we may be able to accept the unacceptable, that we may be able to love the loveless, that we may be able to respect the disrespectful. Oh God, I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, and give us the wisdom that we need, God, that when that matter, that situation come upon us, we'll have the knowledge that we need and use it in wisdom, and help us even with our understanding, that we won't lead to our own understanding, thinking and believing, Father God, that what we see or what we hear is what it really is, when it's really not. Because you have a thought that is good towards us, God. You want us to be in a place of peace. So I'm standing in the gap for your people today, God, that you would give them peace, Lord. Give them peace in their homes. Give them peace in their finances. Give them peace on their jobs. Give them peace in their relationships. Give them peace in their marriages. Give them peace with their children. Give them peace with their siblings. Give them peace with their family members. Give them peace on their jobs. Give them peace in any area, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they will not be in a place, God, of feeling or believing that they are discombobulated, because things are not happening the way that they think that they should happen. Oh, God, I'm asking you to touch right now, God. Touch us in our minds. Touch us in our hearts. Touch us in our bodies on today, God, that we will not go into a place of complacency or thinking and believing that a thing should be one way when in actuality it should be another way. I'm asking you to help us on today, God. Help us right now, Father God, and give us a heart of absolutions and a heart of forgiveness, God, that we won't be so grudging towards one another. Oh, God, I'm asking you to open up our understanding on today, God, that we will maybe even be with peace with one another. And even if we do not agree in every little bitty thing, God. I'm asking you to help us and give us the wisdom that we may be able to reason with one another. Oh God, we're giving you all this stuff right now because we don't want to keep carrying it. We're giving you all this stuff right now because it ain't doing us no good. Oh God, we don't want to keep dragging this ball and chain with us, God, and not changing. So we're coming to you, Father God, asking you to help us to be changed. Help us in our thoughts that we may not be convicted and competing with our thinking. Help us on today, God. I'm crying out for you, God, to help us. I'm crying out to you, God, to help us. For every nation, every tongue, every religion, every nationality, and every culture, and every country. I'm crying out to you, God, for any and everybody that's on the altar, God. I'm asking you to cover your people and comfort your people, God, that they will not go back in that place, God, of doubt. They will not walk in that place, God, of fear, but that they will trust you with their whole heart, coming to you with their whole heart, loving you with their whole heart. Oh, God, because you say, eyes have not seen and ears have not heard what you got prepared for them that love you. And we want to tell you that we love you. Because you go shining it like I see you. And we're not just loving you, Lord, because we want something. We're not just loving you, God, in the name of Jesus because we expect something. But we love you, Father God, because you first loved us. You loved us enough, Father God, that you thought about us thousands of years ago that we may be in existence today. Oh God, touch us, your people, God. And help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. That your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan will be done within our lives. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my mind, need a local shot, need it like I see. That your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan will be done within our lives. Cover us in your blood. Hide us behind your cross. That we may be able, Father God, to join together, Father God, and be on one accord and on one mind. Not just in lifting you up, but in simply being right one another. Oh, God, fill us with the fruits of your spirit. Give us that beatitude. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will come to a place of peace. Help us on today, Father God, that we will come to a place of hope. Help us on today, God, that we will come into a place of love. Help us on today, God, because we can't do it on our own. That's why we gave it all to you right now. That's why we emptied it all to you right now, because we can't do it on our own. Oh, God, help us, God, and even give us the know-how to approach a relationship, to approach a conversation, Lord. I'm asking you to do it, God. Even now, Lord, I'm asking you to do it, Lord, because I know that you can, and I know that you will, and I know that you are able, and you are even capable. Help us on today, God, because we need you like we never, ever needed you before. Touch each and every last one of us individually, Lord. You know us name by name, and you number the very hairs on our head. You know what we need and even what we don't need. You know any and everything, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch, God. Touch right now, God. Even now, Lord. Do it for your people. Do it for us individually, Lord. Do it for us individually, God. You know what we need done. You know what we need done, God. Do it for us right now. Right now, God. Just say, Lord, do it for me. Y'all know what you need him to do for you? Fix it for me. Oh, God, fix that situation in the home. Oh, my mind, need a local shun, need a like a thief. Oh, Baba, shed a local sun, need a like a thief. If you don't do it, God, I got a problem, God, that I can't do nothing about. You're the only one that can solve it, God, because I done already addressed it. Oh, my mind, need a local shun, need a like a thief. And it ain't nothing else that I can do about it, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and it's all waiting on me. Oh, God, and it seems like I'm getting tired and weary, God. I'm getting weary in the waiting for you to change that thing, God. Oh God, but I'm your koshani de la kasiya yenelo koshana. That's it. I trust you, God. I trust you, God. Hey, God. Oh God, I trust you. I trust you, God. Haya bahashani de lo kosiya. That you're gonna move any discrepancies out of our lives, God. That you're gonna settle that thing, Father God, that concerns me. Oh God, I trust you, God. I trust you. Oh God, I trust you. I trust you. Hey God. Oh my God. Oh God, I got a problem, God. You're the only one that can solve it, God. This is a video called Jesus because I'm trying to address it. It ain't working out for me, God. He called it in the local shut. It ain't working out for me, God. Oh, my mouth in the local shut. It ain't working out for me, God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I'm asking you to comfort to show people on today, Father God, that they may be on Koshani de la Casilla, that they may know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you got a plan for them, Lord, that is good and it is not evil, that you got an expected end for them, God, as they continue to release this thing. Oh, God, complete your daughter, Lord. He called my mind in the local shine in the casilla. Oh, Baba, share the local sana, hire the local shana. Oh, my mind in the local shana. Strengthen your daughter, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Give her heart of acceptance. It's a lot of things that we have not yet accepted. We got to accept some things in order for us to be able to get past some stuff. Oh, my mind, little loco, shun, little like I feel. Comfort your daughter, God. Comfort her all today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that she may know that she is not alone, God. Oh, my mind, little loco, shun, little like I feel. Give her the peace that she needs. Give her the courage that she needs. Give her the hope that she needs. Complete the work that you begun. God got something in store for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my mind in local shana. Oh, God, touch the me and God and the entire nation, Lord. Touch them in their hearts and their minds, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they will be led by your spirit, God. Complete the work that you begun, God. Oh, my mind in local shana. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, you guys, on the count of three. I want everybody in here to release. I want all y'all to scream as loud as you can. Just release some stuff. On the count of three. One, two, three. Scream. Y'all ain't letting me go. Y'all ain't letting me go. Oh, my man, little Lokoshi. Oh, God. Oh, God. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Do it, Lord. 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 Do it, Lord.
Sometimes I get busy when I say like this. I say,
do it, Lord. Fix it for me. God is the only one that can do it. Our plans don't work out. God is the only one that can do it for us. Can't nobody else do it for us. Thank you, Jesus. You're the only one that can solve it, God. You're the only one that can fix it, Lord. Do it for me. Do it, Lord. Hey! Do it, God. Right now. I can't wait for that change. I don't want to wait for it. Do it, Lord. If you don't do it, it won't be done. Do it, Lord. Oh, God, I'm asking you to touch each and every individual that's on that altar, God. You know them name by name. You know the hairs on their head. You know what they need and even what they don't need. I'm asking you to cover and comfort your people, God. Give them peace, Lord. Oh, my mind, the Lord say you're going to be a daddy of many children. Jesus. You're going to have more children than your daddy did. You got a lot of begots inside of you. For the Bible say men beget children. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Do it, Lord. You're the only one that can do it, God. You're the only one that can fix it. You're the only one that can change it. You're the only one, God. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Do it, Lord. That's it. Give it all to Him.
I just keep hearing myself.
I just keep hearing her say, I built these blocks all by myself. And they is not gonna stop me. I'm cutting up these blocks. They're not gonna prevent me from getting where he want me to go. They're not gonna stop me. I'm not gonna keep blocking my own self. And I just keep seeing her. I never saw this before in my life, y'all. Oh God, touch your daughter.
If you read your Bible, then you know the story about the man who cannot see.
No more barriers. I just keep hearing the no more barriers. I want y'all to say that. I ain't got no more barriers in front of me. I'm not stopping myself from being free. I'm not going to block you, Lord, from doing what you want to do in me, that I may return into that place of peace. I'm going to do it your way, God, because my plan ain't working. I'm going to do it right. If I got to sit in this place right here and it's uncomfortable, I'm going to sit right here, God. Hey, hi, Abahashan, not enough gonna see you. I'ma sit right here and wait on you, Lord. I'ma wait on you to do what you do inside of me, that I won't be me, and that you can be you in me. Oh God. Oh mama, nedaloko shan nedalakasi. Do it, Lord. Right now. I want to anoint everybody's feet in here, y'all, please. Y'all, come on. Let me anoint y'all's feet. Thank you, Chief.
Yeah.
gracious towards us. We want to thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for your word. We want to thank you for your presence. You say in anointing your feet, you're going in a whole other direction. We want to thank you, Father God, for redirecting some things as we go in the direction that you designed for us. We just want to thank you on today, God. We thank you on today, God. We tell you that we love you, Lord, and that we appreciate you for giving us your word and expounding your wisdom that we may be able to understand the building blocks. Oh, Mama Nidalokoshana. Oh, God, you're so gracious. You're so gracious. Every prayer that we put on that altar, God, I'm asking you to consider them. Every prayer, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we spoke out here and ain't even said anything about, consider it. Remove any hidden intentions and any hidden motives, Lord. I'm asking you to do it even now, God, in your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, y'all, let's give God a hand clap of praise. Everybody in the sanctuary, let's give God a hand clap of praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I know he can and I know that he will. We're going to get ready to get our tithes and our offering, you guys. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God is so gracious. I didn't anoint her feet. Is she in the car, ain't she, with the baby doing stuff? Okay. I'll get her before y'all go. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord says that her womb is blessed. Jesus. See the goodness of God in our lives from this day forward, because we're not going to block ourselves from receiving nothing that God got for us. I hope y'all pay attention to what he had me to preach on today, and it was for all of us. But right when we left that stuff on that altar, we left it right here. Don't y'all take that mess back with you. Leave it right here, knowing, knowing that we're moving forward. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I tell you what he's showing. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Haya Mahanokosi. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, y'all. Everybody in the sanctuary, let's give them another hand clap of praise. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody in the sanctuary, come on, y'all. Let's give God a hand clap of praise, for real. Because he done did something for us today. We want him to know that we appreciate him. Thank you, Jesus. I will see the goodness of the Lord. That's what you say to yourself. I'm going to see the goodness of the Lord in my life because I ain't blocking nothing no more. I'm in expectation for the goodness of the Lord. Anybody need any envelopes, please raise your hand. We should get ready to get our tithes and our offering. Renaya, get them envelopes. Pass them out, please. So many good things. What? I prayed for it. It's coming. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord said, don't even worry because you're going to move. You're going to find that bigger place, that better place. The Lord said, don't worry. See, you're worrying about that too much. You can look and not worry. You can look and trust God to plant you where you want to be. You may see something that you think big enough and pretty enough, and God say, nope, not this, because he may have something better for you. So do not just settle. You hear what I say? Do not just settle. Do not just settle. Don't settle. Ain't that right? Ain't that right? Don't just settle. We be so quick to want to grab the first thing that we see because it look good. And it, glory! You see what I'm saying? Because that first one looked good, but God had a better. You see what I'm saying? God knows it because he's playing. See, your plan didn't work out the way that you... God! Y'all don't know. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Because let me tell you something. Our plan never, we could plan something then, God bring something else, and because we want to stick with our plan, we blocking what God really got for us. But because you opened up your heart and said, whatever you say, Lord, you take God! I'm excited. What's best for us. I'm telling y'all, he know, and you ain't seen nothing. When I was rubbing your feet, he said, tell her I'm giving her more ideas to get wealth. You see what I'm saying? Her landlord prayed before she gave her the keys yesterday. You tell me God wasn't in there. Did you hear what I said? What you say? That's God right there, baby. Yeah, what did he have me to tell y'all? This was a few months ago in the beginning of the year. I said, the Lord say, the people that he allowed across your path now is going to take you to your next. And it's ordained by God. It ain't going to be no half chance. It happened to her. It ain't going to be no half chance because it's already predestined. See, you had to go through or experience what you was right where you was at so that you could what? See the goodness. We blinded from the goodness because of what we're going through. Or how about in the waiting? In the waiting. You keep on waiting, baby. Don't get weary in your waiting. I'm telling y'all. Don't get weary in your waiting. Did I say, I'm telling everybody in here. Don't get weary in your waiting. Because you're going to see a move of God. Did you hear me? Don't get weary in your waiting. You just start waiting. And you already complaining. You just got out of a waiting. Now you're in another waiting. You still complain. Girl, bye. I'm going to say goodbye to her. I'm going to say goodbye to her. I'm gonna talk to y'all over here. That I don't even wanna look at her right now. The waiting, baby. The waiting is where the challenge is. Ha. But while you wait, just imagine what he got in store for you. That right there had me shouting, baby. You hear what I'm saying? Because of what he got in store. I accept the wait, Lord. Because eyes ain't seen. He had me say that tonight, didn't he? And ears ain't heard what he got prepared for them that what? Love him. And I love God. You don't love God? What's wrong with you? Oh, Lord. I'm ready. I'm ready for that thing to manifest in my life. To know when it is to know is to understand. When God tell you something to tell somebody else and then you watch it manifest. Baby. Woo. All you that won't he do it? Won't he do it, baby? If God said it, listen to me. It is so uncanny. I know you gotta wait. Stop being so anxious. Because if you be anxious and then he go ahead and permit you to do some stuff, then you be like, I ain't even signed up for this. Yes, you did, because you kept begging for it. You kept asking. What did the unjust judge say? He said, you know what? Let me go ahead and get this woman what she wants for. She stopped getting on my nerves. She get on my nerves. I don't want no half-baked cake. Keep it in the oven as long as you want it to, Lord, because I know that you ain't going to let it overcook. It's going to be just right. It's going to be perfect and moist. I don't want nothing undone, baby, because if I cut into it, it ain't going to do nothing but run out. I don't want nothing running. I need some solidity in my life. I need some assurance in my life. I need some stability, baby. I need to be able to stand on something that ain't going to be weeble wobble. Come on, somebody. I don't want no unbaked cake looking all shiny and pretty on the outside and it's messed up on the inside. Because if you cut into it, that's the truth. Baby, all kind of stuff going to run out. Come on. All kind of stuff gonna run out. I want it to be solid. I want it to be stable. And the Lord puts us women there to be a help meet. I may have to meet you and help you to get where you need to be. Don't you try to get all prideful or think you know it all, because if you did, you already be there. You wouldn't need me. Come on, somebody. Come on. Yeah. We get so arrogant. How about stubborn? Y'all do know that's a form of witchcraft. Too stubborn to take accountability for my foolishness. And it wasn't me. It was, you know, I did that, baby. It was me. Please forgive me. I'm going to do better. I'm going to try. Just give me another chance. I'm going to show you. I'm going to do right this time. That's that song. This time I'm going to get it right. This time. I ain't going to tell you it's going to be easy for me, because I got some stuff down in there that's been planted. I need to be uprooted. I don't want you to tell me to get up and get out, but I want you to tell that thing to get up and get out, because it can't live in what I love. This is spiritual warfare. This is spiritual warfare. I can't get mad at you because you're doing what you want to do or how you want to do it, because that thing that you want to do, you do not. But that thing that you know you should do, that's the thing you don't do. So I'm going to pray with you. I'm going to pray with you so you can do that thing he's telling you to do instead of that thing that you don't need to do. Come on, somebody. I don't even know why I had to go there, but amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the help, giving us the wisdom, God, on how to approach a matter, God, as you manifest these things in our lives, Lord, that we will not continue to be wayward or walking backwards. You know it's a scripture in the Bible to say my people was walking backwards. Help us, Lord, to go forward, to keep pressing, to keep learning, keep accepting, keep forgiving, and keep loving. Help us on today, God. That your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan, your plan, your plan. Say your plan for me, Lord. Your plan, your plan, your plan, God. He already planned it, Lord. Just say, I accept. Hold your hands like this. This is that. I accept it, Lord, the good and the bad. Because you know what's best for me. That bad is going to make us good. Thank you, Jesus. Touch us on today, Father God. I just see us walking in anew. You're walking in anew. He say, anoint your feet.
All right, Lord. I know how to be obedient. I know how to be obedient. I'm anointed. I want to walk in the new. I want to walk in the new, baby. I want to be in my right position. Somebody, y'all do know I'm ready.
Because, baby, I need to be past a mess. I need to make sure God keeping me from being messy. Come on, somebody. I ain't finna walk around here and act like I ain't got it together, y'all. We all here together, getting together, together, baby. I ain't pretending. Pray for me as I pray for you, and we pray for one another. How about that? We touching and agreeing on some things. Look, you say, I come in agreement with you, Lord. I come in agreement with what you planned for my life. I come in agreement with you. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, let's give him one more hand clap of praise, because he keep on going on and on y'all. And they're just like God. Look. She's spanking his butt. That's her clap, y'all. I love y'all so much. I hope it was something saying on today that it helped y'all to be encouraged. For real, for real. Come on, you guys. Let's hold him tithes and offering up and give God back what he gave to us. He said we also give him 10% of our increase. He asked for a lot of God ain't greedy. God is going to manifest some things in our lives. God is going to open up some doors. He was showing me that when I was praying. Y'all put your hand out for a minute. Y'all know I talk a lot. He showed me the door that was open that he allowing us to step through. So I prayed and I said, Lord, give us the wisdom that when we step through it, we'll have the knowledge and understand what you're doing, that we won't lean to our own understanding. Because there's a lot of times we always try to make it happen. So we're not doing that. We're going to let God do what he do best, and it's simply still about us.